This is James Williams. You're tuned in to Respectfully Speaking on 860 AM, Fridays from 5 to 6, where we discuss
being great, health and wellness, sports, politics, and different ideas to build our community. Because what's important to you is important to me. And I'm Eric Allen. Welcome to Respectfully Speaking Radio. And remember, our opinions and ideas define who we are as people. Respectfully speaking.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see? You see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I do what I can. I'm just a man. I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Selling clothes on the pavement. Months feel like they. Somebody tell me where the days went. Kids come home, never asking how they day went. Martin Luther King, how I'm dreaming. H. Trent Brown, how I'm thinking. Nelson Mandela, how I'm speaking. I'ma tell the truth like I'm Rosa Parks. I'm from Philly, every day feel like it's dark. Jumping in my sleep, hearing bullet sparks. Blood splatter, can't even play at the park. Blood on the pavement, blood on the schoolyard, blood in the basement. We the fly. bias. Me and all my sisters go up there on the island. The brothers, we behind them. My son to be the next president like Obama. And he only feel love, he ain't scared of y'all. And then Google Rosa Parks only did a couple hours. Still went viral. Understand the concept, I'm giving you the dawah. Giving you the game, I'ma give it to you proper. Give it to you proper. Give it to your daughter. Give it to your papa. Sick and tired of Philly, sick of sirens and nonsense. Funeral janazas. Moms keep crying cause her son got killed down the street in the plaza. The sky high, carried it. Martin Luther King had a dream, can't cancel it. Want my son to be the next president like Obama. And he only feel love, he ain't scared of y'all. Go ahead and Google Rosa Parks, only did a couple hours and still went viral. Understand the concept, I'm giving you the dawah. Giving you the game, I'ma give it to you proper.
Give it to you proper.
Give it to your daughter, give it to your papa. Sick and tired of Philly, sick of sirens and nights. Funeral janazas, moms keep crying cause her son got killed down the street in the playoffs. Coretta Sky High, Harriet. Martin Luther King had a dream, can't cancel. Laying there like Oprah Winfrey, high Harriet.
Come on.
Games like Harriet. Step like Kamala, some people.
A Jabby Baddie.
I'm from Philly, every day feel like it's dark.
Song called Rosa Parks. Respectfully Speaking Radio. Yeah. WWDB AM, Talk 860. Hello. James got a lot to talk about. We're going to get onto our political side real quick so that way we can. All my free people, put your hands up. You know how we carry it? Hey, Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. I'm just excited today. I'm really excited. I think this is probably one of the best shows ever today. This is the best show I have ever done in my life because it's a conglomerate of a family that's on one page, and we're about to move out and really make some things happen, man. You know, and I want to say first, like, hey, James, you know, glad, man. I'm glad that we're able to join forces, man, and really just hold down the communities.
Yeah, facts.
I want to say that, man.
No, and, really, really.
You know, and then having our powerful sisters behind us. No, having our powerful sisters beside us.
Bingo.
There you go.
Right. I had to rephrase that. That ain't sound right.
Because people, it, you got it. You got it.
But we got your back. I know what you meant by it.
Yeah, that's right.
We got your back.
That's right. Because at the end of the day, we want our money. All right, I'm going to hold all this part for Hip Hop on Deck Radio. But we want our money. We're coming to get it. And this whole commercial is brought to you by the people that owe James money from the political parties. So James, go right
money.
In.
So a lot of
go
people right owe me in. Some money.
Well, I'm going to be honest. James is the one that told me that elect President Trump will win. And me being a Democrat, I voted for Kamala.
And that was a good vote.
Well, I was going off of, I don't like to go off of emotions and people's feelings. I've been hurt before about those things. So I, as my age going forward, having maybe less years in front of me than the back of me, I learned to not stay on the side more of emotional structure or things that can have me judging something that can make me sad or give me a bad emotion. I don't care about the emotions. I just don't want the negative emotion. I don't want my feelings hurt. I don't want to be sad. Don't make me cry unless you're going to pass away on me, and that's just a decree. No, honestly, like, you know, rest in peace. One of our brothers passed away, Khadijah's brother. You know what I mean?
Rest in peace.
You know, and yeah, you know, but like a lot of people just every day, but y'all owe James money. And and he gonna he
big
gonna
money,
put y'all under.
He came
listen,
in like
he
listen.
Got his list. I'm,
yeah,
I'm about
big
to
money.
Hold on. Let me
big
see.
Money.
Hold on.
Don't
favoritism
read his
in
list.
The media. Yeah. Hold on. I read his list.
Yeah. I'm big
never
big
had
money.
To answer tough questions. Mm-hmm. Support for government. Fund back traditions. Surgery. Days and boys and girls sports. I already know. I know that he already said that. Her the Vote on Inflation Act, anti-religious freedom, the Catholics, of course, her efforts at the border, and funding support foreign wars. I just listen, because honestly, we were sick and we want to get past it. I was hoping that my partner ain't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Honest to God truth.
About it, though.
You know why, Deej? Because I was hurt. I wasn't
well, I
hurt.
I don't know why y'all was hurt to see. Y'all know she wasn't going to win.
Well, let me say why. Let me say why. I'm tired of this country and every other country outside of the U.S. being stereotypical.
I don't
Wait a minute. I want to say this because I'm a man saying this. Whole 50-50. I was going to say 100%. No man is 100%. You're 50-50. X and Y. I want to say this. I'm tired of these countries that's male dominant from back in the day, millions of years ago, saying that a woman can't run be in power. I don't
believe that it was because she was a woman.
I ain't saying that was just it.
That was a lot of the views I was hearing on that wasn't it. Other countries won't respect us if she.
James doesn't know, y'all.
my opinion.
We on here.
What happened? I took your cheat sheet and I read all your facts.
Okay.
What happened?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say okay.
They're legit facts.
So favoritism. Go ahead in the media.
Okay. So right, like for example, you know, if you're on one side,
get
of
right
the aisle,
to it.
Okay. If you're on one side
don't
of the
don't kill
aisle,
me.
Like so, here you go.
Go
right.
Ahead.
Trump had his convictions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Those same crimes Clinton committed.
Mm.
Bill Clinton committed them same crimes.
Mm. Okay.
Nothing about it.
What do Clinton has to do with Kamala?
It has everything to do with judging the president.
Right.
And the media wasn't talking about that. Other thing with favoritism, some of them things I have up there, they never push back on her on. So here's what I'm saying, right?
Right.
When you look at a country that's 40% independent now, 27% Democrat, 27% Republican, you're not talking to your party no more. Mm. You're talking to people who don't believe in what you say, and you got to prove it to them. And it was no proof given to them why independents should come out and vote for her, and that's what you saw in the polls.
No, that's true.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you never really won them over. You just kept talking to your base. You know, here's what I used to tell people when I ran Republican campaigns, right? Stop talking to Republicans because they're going to vote for you anyway.
Right.
You can talk to the other people.
Right.
That's why we always won with David, though. We didn't talk to Republicans.
You're allowed to get his secrets out
now? You know what I'm saying? I'm not running no more. I might.
I know, but no, you're in the middle.
Yeah.
No, because he had to go to certain schools.
I mean, strategically, that would be smart because... Like he said, if you're a Democrat or a Republican, 9 times out of 10, you're going to run with your party.
Right.
Regardless.
You want to appeal to those people who are
that's smart.
Who are not sure.
You
want to
try
to appeal to those people.
So that's not a worry about yourself situation.
You want to appeal to those people that are on the fence. That's
who
you're trying to appeal to.
You can't double down on your base, right? You can't double down and say, here are my supporters. I'm just talking to them. Right. Here's what we're going to do. When you see in the polls, coming into this election, you saw in the polls that you...
Y'all been watching how Jay's got a smart glass on today. Where y'all's at? Hold on, I want to feel intellectual too. Hold on.
No, right? You know, see.
Sister K got her jaws on everybody.
Listen.
Studios. Look at
We had some state reps in here and some city councilmen in here, right?
Right.
And I told them how this was going to go down.
You did.
I told him he was going to get close to 300 electoral college votes.
Well, James has been staring me, and this is how I knew that I don't take none of that personal, but it still diminishes the state of felicity. It's not good. I'm telling you, people, do it and get out of the feeling part of it.
Yeah.
Because stuff like that should not hurt millions of people all over the country. No. All jokes aside, and I read all your topics. I'm going to say them again so you know I said them.
Yeah.
Never had to answer tough questions. Supported for government. Funded. You want to talk about it?
Yeah.
No.
I definitely
want to
talk about it.
Yeah, no.
Let me just say this.
Listen, right?
Go ahead.
So, again, when you have an ideology...
I don't believe boys should play girl sports.
No,
period.
But it
absolutely
happens.
Not.
And it's happening at a large
saying.
Level.
I
all
don't
around the country.
Dollars
you get what I'm saying?
Surgeries,
and like, yeah, like, right?
Yeah.
So whether you believe in it or not, it's just like religion.
Mm.
I can't force my religion on you. Because that's my ideology. Just like me forcing my ideology politically on you. The problem right now...
Worry about yourself, okay.
Yeah, the problem that we see right now is everything's about what makes me feel good and no compromise.
Right.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Because you got Democrats and Republicans so you can get compromise. They got to come and they got to fight. They got to argue. They got to negotiate for that, right? But when you come and say, nah, we just doing this and I'm going to shame you into voting this way.
Right.
And then it don't run around and y'all running around saying, oh, they did. Here's the thing, right? She was the most anti-Catholic person to ever run for president.
But I disagree with them Catholics that commercial.
Hold on, let me finish.
And I had the nerve to share that one day to get people riled up, then tell them why I did it, but I had to delete it. It was crazy.
But here's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. She was the most anti-Catholic person to run, right? You got 52 million Catholics in America. You got 5 million in PA. So if I'm trying to win a state, I'm not going to piss off 5 million voters and just double down, right? It just don't make sense. You, what you got to do, here's why Biden
I think that was Trump. An experience.
Yeah, here's why Biden whooped Trump. Biden was Catholic. So he got that vote in general in lump sum. That's why he got 81 million. No one's ever gotten 81 million.
Wow.
Obama got 66. She got 69, so she ran a great campaign. You know what I'm saying? She appealed to 69 million Americans.
All right, we're going to get off my sister, though, bro, and you, my bro.
I'm giving her
we ain't going to sit up here and talk about auntie like that, bro.
I'm giving her props.
I'll slide
y'all,
you in, James.
Y'all
want to
hear no facts.
I know. I'm sorry. I love y'all.
I feel enlightened, actually, because I really couldn't care.
But that's still auntie.
And I hate
guess what?
That I didn't care.
He ain't going to fight none of you ninjas.
I don't consider
he ain't going to invite none of you ninja warriors. You Supermans,
like,
you Batmans, or you Robins.
Never gave to his,
he's not, let me say this again.
No.
He's not going to invite you Supermans, you ninjas, you Batmans, you Robins, you hijabi baddies. He's not inviting Sister Khadijah's.
Who?
He's not inviting no James's.
Let me tell you, he invited that singer.
Hey, you like, James and Khadijah is dangerous. But the difference is James is in the middle now. He used to be a Republican and a Democrat. He's a whore.
Oh, Lord.
It's
okay.
All right. Let me give a different example.
Why can't you change your party if you feel like I want to defend the whore? I think you should just vote for the better
candidate, regardless of
the party.
Their party.
Oh, he's not a whore. He's manure.
So here's what I'm saying.
All right, wait a minute. All right, now, all of y'all farmers, would you frown upon manure?
No, I need it.
No, I need it.
There you go.
But okay, so when you say farmers,
where am I going with this?
And let me break this down to you, right?
Go ahead.
This is the first election the Amish even voted.
Mm.
Right? This is the first election. The Amish even voted. So here's what I'm saying. We live in a bubble, right? We live in Philadelphia.
It's like
60% black. But when you get out in the states, out in the other counties, you see a different thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Like what we have, they don't have. They're still getting locked. They're still getting internet. You know what I'm saying? You can go out there and buy a house, 5-6 bedrooms in Selden Grove for $60,000-$70,000.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Their economy is different. So you can't expect them to say, hey, everything y'all want to do is for
that's why
our
my cousin
benefit.
Star moved all the way out east. But I'm not, I don't want to be near Planet of the Apes, bro.
But here's what I'm saying, right?
Y'all want more.
Here's what I'm saying,
you
right?
You want the idea where Mufasa going to pull up.
Yeah, and I'm going to wrap it up.
Nobody else ain't going to pull up.
I'm going to wrap it up on this, right? I'm going to wrap it up on this.
Go ahead, James.
Right? You lost Michigan, which you should have won, because of your war in Gaza. Mm-hmm. That's the most Muslim state, Arab state in the country.
Green Party.
Right? Mm-hmm. They voted Green Party for Jill Stein.
Yeah.
And you can't knock them. You can't knock them for doing that.
We all, right? She lost.
Yeah.
See, one thing I don't do, I don't like to cry about spilled milk.
Can I just say something about the Jill Stein thing?
Yeah.
So Jill Stein, it's not her first time running for president.
She always runs.
She runs, but this is what I learned about Jill Stein. So every time she ran, she's getting more and more voters.
Yeah.
All she needs to get is like 10%.
5% of the vote.
And then she can get funded to get on a ticket.
Now you have a third party, which we need in
our
system.
And now she is a woman that I will vote for.
Ma'am, I'm going to keep voting. As long as it's a woman that's...
She said she was just...
I just want to see... If you're smart, young lady... I want to see you in office.
You're going to get a female president.
But the only reason why I say that because
it's going to be me.
Throughout history, from millions and millions and millions of years ago, you men have been nasty.
That's right.
Let one of these women, mm-hmm. it's nothing.
Let the right woman.
Can I say
women.
Something real?
Woman.
Let me
let
say
the
something.
Right woman.
Let me say something real quick.
Now, so, I would have voted for Jasmine Crockett.
Me and Deidre were talking to my son.
I would have voted for Beyonce. Go ahead.
We were talking to my son.
I would vote for Tulsi Gabbard.
We were talking to my son the other day. Shout out to my son, Deshaun. He's in the Navy. He's in the military. And he served a tour in Gaza. So hearing his perspective about this whole political process and why he feels from a military standpoint that it was in their better interest to have Trump because it was more likely to go to a war with her in office. So hearing it from him gave me a whole different perspective because I never cared too much about the military until now. And how
I always did.
And well, not like this. Not to say that I didn't care.
Right, no, I got it.
I did have like my dad served and but it didn't
affect
resonate
like
or
like
right.
We're talking to my son who's active and he's in it and he was able to vote and didn't because he just was like, I don't wanna vote for either party, but at the end of the day, he's my commander in chief. When he, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's kind of like when you're in the military, you really don't even want to discuss your political views because that's your commander in chief. You can't,
but it's the same out here. It's the same. We're under the same, if not more pressure of saying who we like and who we dislike because people judge you. And it's a shame.
But you could be disciplined in the military.
That's why I want to take his list. I'm taking his list and I'm keeping it. And worry about yourself.
Let me just say this. I really don't care if people judge me or not. Because if I'm going to vote, I'm going to vote on what is important to me.
Yeah.
And if that's not important to you or if you didn't check the facts, then that's on you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do what I feel comfortable doing. I'm not going to let you say, oh, you're not black if you don't vote for her and all this old stuff. Because because I just want to be honest. If I was to go sit down and answer her a question about our ancestors or what our people went through here, like genuinely, she can't tell us. Why? Because she's just, this is not where she's from.
Well,
and I'm not saying she's not a black woman, but what I'm saying is culturally, when it comes to us, I don't feel the connection with her. And then once I heard about her locking up the women in Oakland for a year and they lost their homes and their children and their jobs for truancy, even when children were sick, she did the same thing that they were talking about with the election, like how of the abortion issue where they were saying no exceptions. Well, she didn't have any exceptions for sick children either. And women lost their job and they had to go to jail for a year and leave their children.
And to me,
as a black woman and a mother who knows how it is to have sick children and know things can happen, I would have never, ever signed anything like that. That would have been detrimental because that's telling me that you're saying that if kids are missing from school for 10 days, even if they're sick, not just because their
moms. That could have been me. My daughter was
and I had to lose everything and go to prison and you didn't have any exceptions and that was okay because you knew that was going to predominantly affect who? Black people. So I don't go for all that, you know.
I would like to look more into that.
No, look that up because I listened to the young lady who went to prison. Her daughter had sickle cell anemia. And her daughter had been in and out of school for years because she had sickle cell. And it always had been known in school that she would miss days of school because she had sickle cell.
Right.
But when Kamala got in office and she made that law, she didn't make exceptions. And that woman went to jail with a daughter that has to go in and out of the hospital with sickle cell. She lost her home. She lost her job. And she had to be away from her sick daughter.
You
so
know what
to me, you can't tell me that my issues are going to be important to you if you even did something like that to me.
Right.
And then they had to take it to the California Supreme Court in order to get it overturned.
But that's the process. See, when I hear people say stuff like that, I automatically reflect back when I was in jail under my own, the things I did. Nobody stared me. They didn't do it for me. They didn't sell all the drugs. They didn't have all these guns. No. They didn't hang around all these people. No, I did. When I hear certain things, it always makes me think about cause to effect for me. And I'm not a person that dwell into how can I say this? I don't want to be in the healing process for a long time. I want to gain mastery. Ever since I learned that word mastery, adapt, and I learned it in Camp Hill. And being Muslim, I learned it from a deacon. So it was mandatory when you first came through Camp Hill in 93, 94. They had these books that you had to read when you first get processed. Everybody that get processed, every human being that go through it get one. And it was called Leisure Education. So what stuck out to me, because at that time I was just leaving Holmesburg, make a long story short, I was reading a lot. And it had a pyramid on it. So, you know, if you know symbolism, everything has symbolism in it. That stuck out to me. I said, oh, that's conscious. Why do we got a pyramid? See, everybody else was saying something else. Because everybody got their own matter of opinion about history. Unless you go to the origin of it. Where it come from? What was the reason why it was revealed? Like a real live language.
Right.
Like English. English was broken down from Spanish. Latin to like Aramaic. It was Aramaic then Arabic. It was so many other different languages before language became language, before translation was translated. Well, nobody even talking. Nobody had conversation.
Respectfully.
So I just say, respectfully speaking, like the radio show. No. So when I hear, I ain't no lie, I get sick in my stomach, keep hearing about how somebody effed up. For me, because I went through a divorce, I had many breakups in life. I was told that I was hard-headed, class clown, you guilty. Yes, you change your life around, but you're going, but you and you ain't coming out until you get your GED. You know, it was cause to effect. Yes, you stopped selling drugs and carrying guns, but weren't you?
Like, are you ever going to let me live?
So to me, I swear, and I start noticing it. When I start hearing the pain of somebody or from somebody, I don't want to hear it. It start affecting me. It start hitting the core soul of my inner body to the point I feel it.
Because you're an empath.
But they do the same thing to Donald Trump.
But hear me out. But he a gangster. Gangster's supposed to get it. If you carry guns, it's a chance that you might get a possession.
Yeah.
If you carjacking, it's a chance you might get killed. If you selling drugs, it's a chance you might get locked up. If you antagonizing people, it's a chance you might get shot at. If you hanging out on 52nd Street, you ain't got to be doing nothing. It's a chance you might get shot at.
Right.
It's environment.
Yeah.
People, you know, in real estate, they say you buy that house, you buy the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's cost. So for me, it's just, I protect my energy a lot more. For me, I'm like, she lost. I watched millions of people, mothers and all over. Even the people start getting so religious to the point where they start talking about our ancestors and this, that, and the other. I just said, I don't want to. I swear I ain't watched CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. I ain't watched none of them stations since.
I mean, I don't think people really realize how the whole political process affects people's mental health. It really affects your mental health.
Oh, my God.
It affects people's mental health so bad because people don't go listen to facts.
It's the overkill for me. It's the constant commercials. It's like you can't get away from it. It's everywhere you go. I'm gonna vote. It was overkill.
Stop.
They're calling your phone.
It's enough.
They texting your phone. They're knocking on your door.
I have 15 friends that I know personally. I'm getting text messages talking about this is Robert De Niro.
No, it's not. This is not Robert De Niro texting my phone trying to get. It was overwhelming. And for people who already have mental.
This is a narcissist.
A weak mental health or poor mental health.
These and
it's gonna
James.
Affect you.
No. Let me just say this. That's just my opinion. I like to go on to the next.
Yep, on the next.
All right, I messed up. That stumbling block is now going to be my stepping stone. I want to now gravitate from what I learned because I used to poop and pee on myself. Now I no longer do. Now I put deodorant on and lotion.
Oh, my God.
I put lotion on. You'll never see me ashy. I'm not ashy. No, respectfully. Now, let's get into the sports real quick. I want to talk about Embiid.
Now you speak in our language.
While we wait for EST, we could have a legendary EST come up today.
All right, EST, that Nicholas one.
Now, what are y'all for, ladies? And I know y'all know about sports, but I got to ask y'all, respectfully speaking. Embiid, now they first, they ain't come out and say that he was hurt. And they ain't say Paul George was hurt. They just ain't play.
I thought they did say they both was injured.
Not the first couple games.
No, they just wasn't playing.
They just weren't playing.
The first couple games, they just wasn't playing.
And then people was mad. And then Gil even said to me, no, E, you got fans that pay XYZ and all this money. You know what I'm saying? And and they only buy their tickets to come
him.
See you.
Yes.
And then you ain't even saying that you just saying we ain't playing.
Why?
We ain't playing. No, why you ain't playing? Yes. Ninja?
Right.
I spent $30,000 on these floor seats.
Yeah, yes.
I ain't coming to see Tyrese Maxey.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
By himself? You know, no, that's what they were saying.
No.
So my question is,
yeah.
Do you feel that you will be upset?
Oh yeah, I definitely want to see Embiid.
Yes.
And Paul.
Yes.
Why wouldn't I want to see Embiid and Paul George on the floor? I mean, that was the whole purpose of us getting them.
Well, because Tyrese Maxey was out there.
But no,
Andre Drummond was out there. They were supposed to play together.
So they're supporting cast.
Andre Drummond is a backup.
Okay.
But nah. People want to see Embiid,
Paul George, Embiid. And Maxey on the floor together. And
period.
Then whoever
that's
else.
The Trinity,
but
right?
Them
yeah.
three right there. Oh,
all right, so,
that's who's supposed to be.
And
on
I'm
the floor.
Asking y'all, because I know ladies normally, I better not say this, but I'm saying it. And I'm talking about the women I'm around.
Don't know sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, we not them girls.
Because I would get grind up, because I don't know that much. But I think
girls.
I'm more powerful than these three sisters sitting up here. They don't know nothing. So I'm asking. So being as though they lost. Y'all know how many games they lost so far?
Yeah.
How many, Deej?
Six.
So, all right, so.
Jeez.
I don't think it's six. I think it's five.
They lost six.
Yeah.
So, do you think that's a bad thing?
Of course.
Yes.
Why?
1-6.
Franchise-wise, you kidding
one
me?
1-6.
That's horrible.
How many games? Do you know how many games they play?
I understand
we
that.
Should
do you know how many
three.
Games?
We should
I understand
not be 1-6.
They play like 86 games.
Not for a franchise brand like the
so
Sixers.
They play like 86 games, which
hell
I understand.
No.
So, they got like 70.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous. What they got like... 86 games, what they got, like 80 games, 79. So they got 79 games left, right?
So what if they play 70 games and never lose a
all
game?
Right, well, then,
I
want
a good
then,
for them.
Then
all
we'll
right,
be
y'all,
happy.
Then y'all woke
but,
up.
But right now, the more time, the longer Embiid and Paul don't play, the longer I see us being 1-10.
Yeah.
1-12.
And 20.
Now
one
Tyrese Maxey hurt.
What? 2-20. Like,
don't say that. That ain't cool, dude.
Just quit. Well, it's not cool. It
is what it is. It is what it is.
Because I don't like when I look at the standings and I got to look all the way down. Like,
right.
I don't like
no.
all that.
Why we all right. down there? We ain't got no business right. being all
why
the way down
we
there.
Why are we 1-6? Why?
Right. Right.
Why?
We got like...
We're the Sixers.
How much do
like, right. put some respect on our brand and our name.
Yes.
Like, we should not
what,
be.
How much do Embiid make? Like, $100 million or something? Like, come on now.
Yeah.
And then this is the thing. I was an avid season ticket holder. Mm-hmm. And I had to go through Michael Carter Williams and Markelle Fultz.
Uh-huh.
And what was the other one? Who else was it? Michael Carter Williams.
We said Michael Carter Williams.
It was Michael Carter Williams. Markelle Fultz. It's one of them other ones. And I sat and I watched.
Oh, God. Yeah.
As we lost and I respected the
and
process.
And we was all hype about that.
And I was so
right.
up for the process. I kept buying
so
my
hype.
Season tickets, kept my good seats. And then as soon as they acted like they was going to get LeBron, my seats went up
$1,500. Mm-hmm. And that's the stuff. That's why the fans got the right to be mad when these players don't get on the court.
My seats went up
$1,500. Because your ticket price is going to go up. Them season tickets going to go up. And then Embiid not playing. But I'm paying more for my ticket.
I felt disrespected because I felt like as a Sixers fan, they've been buying tickets to look at the people who weren't all that great. When it was time for us to get the great ones, y'all should have gave me a discount. Y'all gonna take one of my seats
right.
away and charge
yeah.
me extra for
that.
Well, I'm just say, you know, worry about yourself. Leave Embiid alone. You know what I'm saying? He'll be all right. Tyrese got a little sprain on his hand. Worry about yourself.
Like, because Boss Baby out there doing it.
Because they gonna
himself.
Be all right. They gonna be all right in a minute. You know, we got our legend that came in the building, a friend
yes.
of mine. He's a legend. He's a legendary brother from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, been all over the country, all over the world. You know, and we're going to leave y'all the hotline now. We're going to go to a song. We're going to come right back. The hotline number is 888-329-3306. Again, 888-329-3306. You live on Respectfully Speaking Radio. And then we'll be right back like we never left. Yeah. Yeah.
Landscaping, mentally shaping. I'll get the gist, don't miss what I'm saying. Hilltop ringing in the bass drop. I'll soaking up saps like a household mop. Out to rock, stop, so you're no cop. You try to rock, we bump, the whole house jump. Gotta bust a sucker or else it gets boring. I'll just like if people need your coffee in the morning. And every word is honestly stated. You get it, not synthetic or fabricated. Keep your eyes open, I got you on a scope. No one like a boomer, because 'cause I'm dead. ST's the unusual fellow.
I'm definitely the best thing that's happening. Definitely the best thing that's happening. Definitely the best thing that's happening. Definitely the best thing that's happening.
Yes, it's the ES. The man, you can't understand. Much funky on your FM band. The brown eyed bombshell, rocking your well. This igniting all biting in front and as well. We propel our records to sell. Like a CD Lamborghini, we're buying Excel. Giving the chance to shake your pants is something that you never forget. I make you wake up in a cold sweat. Dripping with the fluid that wets you when you do it. Notice like odors when your style is bogus. Love to party with a girlie with a dope body. Gotta bite my tongue, I'm so high strung. ES, the name, not can boost the game. Just the same. My name is E.S. Tizzin'ism. I'm cold getting business. And rallying the funky don't rise in my tism. Hit you with the hardness. Come up with the clarity. Skying over suckers. Defying all laws of gravity. The style of my hair like a new wave afro. E.S.T.'s the unusual fellow.
He's too good to be true. He's too good to be true. He's too good to be true.
With an ultra fresh topic for this here recital. Puff another one of those crazy fresh titles. It'll be shaking up and it'll be taking up space in a race. Cause the sinister are crank it up. EST is the one, that's so original. The voice so loud to have his name on your stereo. Instead of swatch, you wear a sinister watch. Worn by the suckers who be swearing their clock. Cause ain't nobody taking my place. You know what I mean? Instead of kissing with some ES jeans. Tight around your blue tang. So when you shake that thing, everybody wants to shake it again. Feel it shutting up in my bones. Magically moved by the microphone. At first I just twitched in to get that itch real quick. You see me flicking up the on switch. Sweating like a dog in front of sellout crowds. Dipping them all in the 3D style. No matter how you hype up your 12 inch. They don't get it, they want my album. You gotta deal with it. You could have had yours out, but now I took it.
Yeah.
I got one out cause you're chasing funky hookers. And all the real
the legend
off my flow.
EST,
the unusual
fellow.
EST, the unusual.
I'm the greatest man alive.
I'm the greatest man alive.
Shout out the whole city of Philadelphia and all the country. Yeah, specifically Hilltop, West Philly, what up? 16th and Drew Ride, Moon Gang. That's what it reminds me of when I hear these joints. I was in a lot, high rollers. Take you back to those days. The greatest man alive. Real see, EST to me, EST to me, outside of HP, Huntington Park, everything else, EST to me, I was living out 60th and Gerard on Edgewood Street. I moved next to Lawrence Goodman.
Okay.
EST to me, when I moved next door to Lawrence Goodman, I met the youngsters. Taji was about maybe 7. I hung with his brothers, Jamal, Akil, Bayer was my youngin'. Few years later, he go, EST to Ag Nicholas, one the greatest man alive. Yeah. With Boob, Cool,
Yep.
I was outside in Carroll's Park.
Yep. Shout out to Cool.
That
too.
Song right there is so legendary, bro. When we used to play that song, the world used to go crazy because it was classic. First of all, salute the legend himself. He right here.
I appreciate that.
But I'm going to let the ladies do what they do. But I just had to rant and explain who he is.
That's
outside of Scott Storch, outside of the Beyonce record, outside of all the celebrity production that he did, I'm going to get that out of the way.
Yep.
Yes, he top tier. Yes, he Grammy bull. Yep. Yes, he Oscar bull. He Uptown Standard bull.
Right.
He Uppity Awards bull.
Yep.
He Storm of Fashion bull. He award winner. He our bull. EST, he the Act Nicholas one, and he's still one of the greatest men alive.
One
respectfully.
Gems.
Speaking.
Yes, one of our gems. Yes, let's clap
it up.
Big.
Yes.
Gotta clap that up.
That's a
fact. Clap that up.
I ain't just talking because I got lips.
I know.
Men lie, women lie, numbers don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What an honor.
It's the longevity
for
me.
This is so dope, though. What an honor to be sitting here today with EST. Everybody know he's the Act Nicholas, one of the greatest men alive. Like, stop playing.
Right.
Like, who don't know EST? Like, what an honor. EST, Hilltop, of course, and, you know, I'm from the 70s, 80s, so, you know, that was my era,
right.
So, and
right.
I actually lived on 60th and Lansdowne, okay, so I kind of lived
the street
up
from the Smalls.
Hilltop a little bit, so, you know, and it's just an honor to be here in front of you today. So, what have you been doing?
Well, I've been working on a couple new projects. One is a project that I'm doing with Ab Liver.
Hey, Ab.
It's called Lauren.
Okay.
Last of the Real Niggas.
Okay.
With an S, dollar sign.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's going to be a collective body of work between me and him, produced by some of his guys.
Can't wait to hear it.
And my man Robert Business Thomas, my production partner. Mm. And
gangsta.
So we working on that. And then it's something called the Wavy Boys. It's going to be like a little group thing that me and Petey Crack going to do. It's like a little Batman and Robin type of thing.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
And then I got a 808 infused jazz album that I want to work
see.
On.
Now.
With Jeff Bradshaw.
Brilliant.
Oh, nice.
And my partner Biz.
Nice.
And
salute Biz.
And we got a clothing line we working on right now called Olaf, which stands for Overlord of Fresh.
Okay.
I got the idea from Jack Frost.
Okay. You know, shout out Frosty.
Yeah, he was like, yo, you know that line that you said in Dividends? They call me ES, the Overlord of Fresh. He was like, yo, I always loved that line. He was like, take that and make a clothing line out of it. So So I'm working on that with some people in LA. My man Matt, that's actually from West Philly.
Uh-huh.
That's
dope.
He's like really into like fine cigars, whiskeys. Mm-hmm. Shoes,
mm-hmm.
And he used to do tailor-made shirts. He used to do shirts for me, not just for me, but that's how we got cool out from out in Florida,
mm-hmm.
at a little cigar bar we used to go to. But now he's buying up catalog and stuff like that with a friend. They just recently, like, did something real, real huge with the Marley family. I can't really say too much about it, but they doing some real hot stuff. And so he's just like, man, you know, you got to do this and that. Come on, whoop. And I really credit him because he just got me back rolling on another tip real quick.
Okay, that's what's up. Right? So you're still out there moving and shaking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been so long. I guess, what was it, like 88, 87 when you guys, somewhere around the 89?
It was 87 when we first was doing the, like, Crushing and Bussing, coming over to the Dope Side, stuff like that. And then 88 was when the actual album came out, October of 88. And then we got the full push in early 89.
Mm. Okay. So, you know, Funky Dividends, that was my song, even though he, you know. And I always loved that song because all the girls used to be like, he don't want to give girls no money. I said, he ain't say that.
You want to clear that up? You want to clear that up?
He said, that's not what he said.
What
he said,
what
he said,
what
he said,
what
he said, he said,
nobody really.
Hey, not every time you want some money. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, come on.
She the
like,
only one. She the only one that got that.
Like, yeah, not right. every it's time. Like,
we don't have no problem, but don't look at me like no ATM and no.
That's, right. that's what he said.
Respectful.
He said, I don't mind doing nothing for a woman. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying. So I always like to clear that because my friends are like, he don't want to buy no. That's why guys don't want to buy that because it's a song. No, but that's not what it was. That's not what it was. He don't want to be used for no gold digger. That's what it was all about. That's what it was all about.
Same thing that's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't, you know, just like women don't want to be used, men don't want to be used neither. But it's like the more mature, you know, of us is on that because a lot of us are still playing that game. You know, you can go in any little hangout and see them playing the game still. You're like, dang, y'all still out here doing that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
You know,
I'm impressed by your just many hats,
right?
And the longevity that you have in the industry, which is not. Which is rare, I think, for some people. And for you to kind of be under the radar a little bit is fascinating to me. Is do you think that you, you know, kind of staying low-key has something to do with your longevity?
I think so. It's a saying that my mom used to tell me a long time ago. And she said, baby boy, you know, you got to be of it. You can't just love it. You know what I mean? Like, you got to... Mm-hmm. It got to be in you, not on you. You know what I mean? So when you're doing good things, it'll, you know, the celebratory times will come where they look and say, oh, he's the man right now. That'll come. But if you're looking for that, if you're seeking that, then it becomes unnatural.
Mm. Yeah.
You know right. what I mean? And now it's just like you trying to hit the high point. Everything you do, it's just peaks and valleys.
Right.
Hmm. That was a word. I needed to hear that today. We needed to hear that today, D.
You know what I'm saying? Absolutely.
Because it is difficult when you are pursuing anything that is a passion, especially in music, and to be able to acknowledge that there are peaks and valleys. What are some of the things that you've had to do in your life to get through those peaks and valleys?
I had to remember who I was at all times and that, you know, my path is my path.
Right.
If I happen to cross paths with other people and they're doing really good or they may be doing better than me at that time, you use it as motivation. But the minute you start to compare, you lost the game.
Mm, absolutely.
You know, your path is your path and your moments will come when, like I said, you're the top of the pops. Everybody's toasting you. Then you'll have times when you got to regenerate, recreate, replenish yourself so you can come back and do it again, you know. But it's an expansive journey and you got to be ready for the whole trip.
Absolutely. I appreciate those words because we awesome. Wear many hats and sometimes you can feel like a failure when certain businesses that you start and passions that fail. So to sit in the presence of someone as great as yourself and to hear those words, it just lets me know that we're on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
People yeah, like absolutely. Us, you know.
Listen, it's about that one crack home run that opens up all the other ones. You know how many times people done lost trying to do stuff?
Yeah.
But it's that one good time where they crack it, and now it's open. Everybody wants to deal with them. We can sit down and talk, mm-hmm. endorse this for me. I'll, you know, do this, and we'll pay you for this. So you just got to come every day with your bat ready, ready to swing. Amazing. Because once you get it, you're going to know what to do with it. If you've really been taking the time and focusing on the win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's so dope. So you guys were all yourself, Steady B, Cool C. You all came from the same area. Did you all start together? Like, were you all like, not a group, but did you all kind of like come together? Because I know you guys kind of like on the music, it was a little rivalry, but I believe that you guys were friends and that was just a little thing for the industry.
Well, it was like this. Everybody else in the group was originally from West Philly, so me and my crew are from North Philly.
Okay.
And Chuck Nice and Derwood Bill, they tried to get with Lawrence a couple times, but they didn't have the right components. Lawrence thought for him to, you know, work with him. He was like, you need a stronger MC, you know? So then they got with me one night at a old girlfriend's party mm-hmm. when they were still doing basement parties. Shout out to Renee. And I got on the mic and Chuck liked what he heard and then we start working on stuff and putting together little songs, and then they went back and was like, yo, we got a different MC now. And he liked what he heard. We did a little sit down with him, a little mini audition, and then we started coming up to his house, which was the famous hangout that we all crafted, you know, what we did in. So when we started coming up to the house, it would be Tap Money, Steady, me, and Chuck Nice, Woody Wood, and Cool C, and his people, you know, and we would just be there throwing around ideas and, you know, practicing routines and stuff like that, you know, building. And then it got to the point where we put together the album. You know, a lot of people don't know, too, that Steady B produced the Giddy Up.
Oh, okay.
That was a song that was originally for Cool C, just the beat and everything. But I don't know, for whatever reason, Chris didn't gravitate to it like that. So then Karan, at that time, he was very outspoken. And he used to come downstairs and stuff. And he had mentioned, yo, you know, y'all need to get at the EST. EST is the right one for that beat. So they called me up and asked me to come through, and we, you know, that was it.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And but yeah, we worked and we linked with the crew via getting inducted into the crew by Lawrence Goodman, and then we blended with all the rest of the guys. Like, for a while, me and Cool was like, we used to roll everywhere together, and me and Steady. It was like we went through our little cycles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And the only time we really ever had beef was because of the mismanagement and misappropriation that Lawrence Goodman was doing to all of us. So Steady was his nephew. He was, not doing all the way right by his nephew.
Mm-hmm.
The youngsters were his kids and nephews, mm-hmm. and he did the same thing with them. It was like he was just too slick for his own good, you know. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, all of us kind of got away from it in time and was able to repatriate our careers. You know, Steady and them did that with CEB, and Karan went on to be a lucrative producer for a good time out in New York. Taji is in the real estate. Daya, who was never in the group, but still his son, he's mm-hmm. doing good things. So, you know, and then I went on to do what I did, and, you know, Chuck Nice is doing good. Wood is working with the city, teaching kids how to do real estate and
that's
and
awesome.
Build and stuff
that's
like that.
Wow.
So,
that's,
you know,
major.
And it all worked out.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Because you guys are like legends in Philly. And,
yes.
You know, I think you were there at the Land of Hip Hop out in Pasadena Homes.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all like, I used to live in Wilson Park.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, they were like, Steady B, yes, everybody coming to the Land of Hip Hop. And we, Land of Hip Hop, if you guys don't know, it was like a little club that they had out Pasadena Homes where they were, you know, doing independent little mm-hmm. concerts, and they had EST and Steady B and Cool C came down, and it was like so dope because it was like you could get to stand like right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just awesome for us because we was teenagers and we were like hyped up to see them. And so, you know, I'm sorry that I was at a loss for words right there. I got a little carried away with my Land of Hip Hop.
Nah, that was just so
funny. Yes, it absolutely was. So when you guys, when you were, after you, you know, kind of slowed down in the rap game, did you, okay, we have 3 minutes. Did you actually do any writing for any artists?
I did a little writing for Steady. I forget what song. Just a little writing. And then I've done writing for Freeway. Like, you know, wrote hooks for him and produced songs for him. I'm a songwriter other than being a rapper, so I've written for Beyonce Knowles. I've
wow.
written for LaToya Luckett, one of the original members from
Destiny's Child.
Yeah. I've written for Eve. I've written for Trey Songz. I've written for Mario.
Wow.
I got two new songs that I got to write for Rihanna for submissions coming up. And me and my nephew, Amir King, we got a lot of music coming up for 2025, like a lot of new music.
2 minutes.
Okay. Nice. Well, before we have to let you go, is there any artist that you haven't worked with and you just really dream of working with? Who is like your dream person to work with?
Two of them is not here no more. So one would be Donny Hathaway, and the other one would be Prince.
Oh, great choices.
And then if I could work with somebody that's living right now, a lot of people might not know this person, but his name is Donald Fagen from Steely Dan. Okay. He's the voice of Steely Dan. I would love to work with him.
Nice.
Well, we...
It was an honor and a pleasure, Mr.
Absolutely.
Right, so, I mean, y'all been doing such a great job.
And I want to squeeze this on real quick.
Go ahead.
We got a tour that we working on. DJ Cash Money and Marvelous. Schoolie D and EST is called the Philly Legends Tour.
Oh, wow.
So look for that sometime in 25.
Well, that has been our show. We thank you so much, EST, for coming in and honoring us with your presence. This has been Respectfully Speaking Radio. And we will be back next Friday.
At 5 to 6 p.m.
Don't be late, y'all. Stop, so you're no cock. You try to rock, we bump, the whole house jump. Gotta bust a sucker, or else it gets boring. Just like if people need your coffee in the morning. And every word is honestly stated. You get it, not synthetic or fabricated. Keep your eyes open, I got you on a scope. No one like a boy, cause I'm dead in a dope. Fly like a falcon, strong like a stallion. Now all I need is a gold medallion. Providing small time suckers with info. EST's the unusual fellow. Definitely the best thing that's happening.